Blackstone Audio presents The Days of Abandonment by Elena Ferrante, translated by Anne Goldstein. This book is read by Hilary Huber.
1. One April afternoon, right after lunch, my husband announced that he wanted to leave me. He did it while we were clearing the table. The children were quarreling as usual in the next room. The dog was dreaming, growling beside the radiator. He told me that he was confused, that he was having terrible moments of weariness, of dissatisfaction, perhaps of cowardice. He talked for a long time about our 15 years of marriage, about the children, and admitted that he had nothing to reproach us with, neither them nor me. He was composed, as always, apart from an extravagant gesture of his right hand when he explained to me, with a childish frown, that soft voices, a sort of whispering, were urging him elsewhere. Then he assumed the blame for everything that was happening and closed the front door carefully behind him, leaving me turned to stone beside the sink. I spent the night thinking, desolate in the big double bed. No matter how much I examined and re-examined the recent phases of our relationship, I could find no real signs of crisis. I knew him well. I was aware that he was a man of quiet feelings. The house and our family rituals were indispensable to him. We talked about everything. We still liked to hug and kiss each other. Sometimes he was so funny, he could make me laugh until I cried. It seemed to me impossible that he should truly want to leave. When I recalled that he hadn't taken any of the things that were important to him, and had even neglected to say goodbye to the children, I felt certain that it wasn't serious. He was going through one of those moments that you read about in books, when a character reacts in an unexpectedly extreme way to the normal discontents of living. After all, it had happened before. The time and the details came to mind as I tossed and turned in the bed. Many years earlier, when we had been together for only 6 months, he had said, just after a kiss, that he would rather not see me anymore. I was in love with him. As I listened, my veins contracted. My skin froze.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?